it's important to remember that you are in process. You're not at the outcome part of this whole thing. So you can't judge anything when you're in process. All you can do is deal with what's arising and allow the Lord to take care of the rest, but call that to mind. So you see something really off in your behavior in a situation. Okay, acknowledge it, move on. Don't start judging yourself, and because all you do is just open up the hells to come in and, you know, have a party. So the difficulty people have in that area, we all have, is that it's the level of identification we have to ourselves, being us, being something autonomous and independent, often and particularly in religious circles where we are judge fitness for heaven according to our morality. That is not the standard. It's got nothing to do with the moral life as far as heaven is concerned. What it has to do with is acknowledging what the word says is true regarding the proprium and regarding the Lord, and not being attached to either. That's what the heavenly state is, because the Lord flows into that, because there's an acknowledgement of him as being the only life. It's confronting, but it's what sets us free. There is no you. There is no you. So why are we building this thing constantly of myself and I am? And these aren't your names. These are the names of the Lord. But it's a battle. It's the cross that we have to carry. And the proprium asserts itself as God. It calls itself I or I am. Every time we make that statement, we reinforce an illusion unless we remember the Lord. So you can speak in appearances, as the teaching goes, so long as you know you're speaking in appearances. But if you believe what you're saying to be true when you attribute I and I am to yourself, then you're building the illusion.